Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year, with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Hey guys, it's time for the question of the week. Today's question comes from our YouTube channel, and I'd just like to give a big shout out to our YouTube audience and our subscribers on YouTube. You guys are just awesome, and if we could figure out how to do live videos on there, we'd totally be doing them on there as well. It says we need to download some software or something like that, and you don't know what that is, so here we are doing them on here. But anyway, today's question is, we've been getting variations of this question a lot lately, and I have no doubt that it's due to people feeling isolated and alone and, self-isolating and stuff due to the whole coronavirus pandemic. And so that this question is, help, I can't stop my obsessive thoughts. And in one variation or another, we're getting questions all about this. And yes, when you're bored and you don't have time to go spend, your social life has basically come to a halt, or you'd usually be out with your friends or traveling or shopping or doing some other things. When you're sitting home and all of that activity has stopped, you have, you know, more time to be with yourself, and your fear-based energy takes over, and you have more time to think and analyze and obsess. And we already know the fear-based energy, even in non-isolation times, is very obsessive. It's an obsessive, addictive energy, and it controls your mind. So it also controls your thoughts. And so I just want to put out there that you're not supposed to stop your thoughts. It's not about stopping something because you don't want to resist it, because what you resist persists. So really what it's about is sitting there and being aware of your thoughts, watching your thoughts, and especially the persistent obsessive ones and the ones that, you know, keep coming up and coming up. Really understanding, though, that, you know, it's not really the thought, and you don't want to attach, it's the energy with the thought. You don't want to feed the energy that's behind the thought. And I'll give you an example, a couple examples of what I mean. So a normal thought would be, you know, and this seems factual and true and real, okay? Oh, there's not a cloud in the sky today. Okay, that's a thought.
And it might be true. It might be the fact. There's no clouds you can see in the sky. But, you know, for you saying that, that might be amazing, right? Like that, you might think that's like an awesome thing because you had a beach day planned and you don't want it to rain and that's great. Well, the person sitting next to you might have the same thought. There's not a cloud in the sky today. And it's true, just as it is within your world, it's true in their world. However, on their side, they may not be happy about that. That might be not so good of a thing that they're judging because guess what? They might need rain. Maybe the area is in a drought and their lawn is dying and they need rain to like water their plants or whatever, right? So the point is though, it's the same thought, but there's different energy behind it because the story behind that thought is different for each individual person. And what makes up that story is the fear-based energy. So I remember one of the most prevalent, strongest, consistent obsessive thoughts I had when I was at the point of my journey where you're at and my twin flame and I were physically separated was that he had moved into, he basically blocked me, told me to fuck off, everything left out of nowhere, it seemed, suddenly, and then quick started dating someone else and then moved in with that person, like within a few weeks. And that was like, I just couldn't get over. I was like, oh, he's living with someone else. And, you know, that means he never really loved me. He could have never really had any feelings for me. I must have imagined everything, you know, it was just awful. Like, I just couldn't get past that. And so, but let's see what that was, right? So I had that thought, oh, he's living with someone else. That may be factually true, right? Just like there are no clouds in the sky. Fact, true. But what's not true is the fact that I then, my fear-based energy put a story to that. My fear-based energy took that fact and made it be like, oh, well, that means what he felt. He never really had feelings for me. He never really loved me. You know, he's over me. And so he got over me so quickly, you know, he could have never had feelings for me. It was all a lie. I must be crazy. Like everything else, you know, and it just snowballs. And it does snowball. If you ever take an actual ball of snow and a little tiny one in your hand, and then if you roll it around on the ground and it gets bigger and bigger, right? It just collects more snow. And that's how your fear-based energy works. So it starts with a factual thought that, you know, may appear to be the case, right? But then it adds a story to it that you don't know is real. It's not real because it's made up by your fear-based energy. And your fear-based energy controls your mind, and your mind always has a filter. And so your filter will put a bias or, you know, a judgment on something that someone else's filter, even though they're factually knowing the same thing is going on in front of them, they have a different bias and a different filter about it and a different judgment. And I'll give you another example about obsessive thoughts. So we have a student named Molly, and she was stuck in a different dynamic with her twin flame. She was stuck in the back and forth thing. Her twin flame was married to someone else. And so, you know, the twin flame would come and go and say he was leaving his wife and then come back to her for a little while and then leave and then go back to the wife. And so, you know, every time he would come and go, every time he left, you know, she was like, oh, he's back with his wife. Okay, maybe true fact for physical world. But then there was the story. Oh, that means he never wants to be with me. He's never going to be with me again. You know, he's never going to leave his wife. Like all this other stuff that isn't real. It isn't true because that's the story that the fear-based energy is attaching to the factual thought. That's why we say, you know, don't pay attention to what's going on in the physical world. The physical world, you don't know what anything means. It's only the meaning that you attach to it. And when you're in the throes of a twin flame journey, your fear-based energy is attaching all sorts of crazy meanings to it. I don't have to tell you. I mean, that's just what it does, right? And so we know these aren't real because, you know, my twin flame and I have talked about it since then, about what was going on back then. And, you know, he didn't even realize like what was going on. He said to me, he's like, he told me to fuck off and never call him again. And he's like, you know, why didn't you ever call me? And I was just remember thinking, you told me not to. But here's the thing. I know you feel this way because I felt this way. When you're in the throes of your twin flame journey like this, you feel almost like you're in a fog. Like you're in this cloud of like, you know, you don't know what's going on. You don't recognize anything. You don't recognize yourself. No one understands what's going on. No one understands you. You don't know what's real. It's almost like a surreal feeling, right? And that whole, that feeling, that cloudiness is fear. Fear is cloudy. Fear is not clear. Truth is clear. Truth. Truth and love, they're clear. It's like there's one, that's it. That's what it is. fear gets all cloudiness, has all these stories and all these things coming in, and you know, it flips back and forth too. You know, one day your fear-based energy could think and judge something as bad, the next day you could judge the very same thing as good, right? But either way, it's a judgment, and it's a filter, and it's a bias, and it's clear, unclear and cloudy, and it just puts you in this heavy fog. But that heavy fog of fear-based energy, remember, it's the same exact fear-based energy that is your twin flame, that you share with your twin flame. And so if you're feeling it in that fog, your twin flame is also feeling in that fog. And so while it's almost surreal and you don't even know what's going on and you can't tell which end is up, either can they. It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same energetic field of fear that you guys share together, you and your twin flame. And so when you are moving along the journey and you're shifting and you're balancing and you're, you know, whatever, feeling great, and you're lifting that fear, that fog, you're lifting it, that cloud, it's also simultaneously lifting for your twin flame as well. So they're getting clear and they're getting clearer. And the stories that they're telling themselves about why they're pulling away from you or whatever are dissipating, just as your stories are going to go away. And you're just going to have truth there. And then that's when your soul can bring you together, because your soul can only bring twin flames together in absolute truth. This journey is about getting to know and understand yourself. And that means getting raw and honest with yourself. And that means you don't settle for things. You don't tell stories. You don't sugarcoat things. You don't betray your true desires, you know, just to get approval or acceptance from someone. Well, in this case, your twin flame. You don't do that. You don't focus on what's not real, which is what the twin flame is doing, saying, thinking, feeling in the physical world. You focus on yourself. And so as you do all of those things and you lift the cloud for yourself, you're lifting it for your twin flame as well. And that's the beauty. That's just the beauty of the whole twin flame relating experience, is that you are the same being. You are the same soul. So what you do for one is done for the other. And it doesn't matter that they know what's going on. They never have to know. That's not their role here. Your role is to know, to resonate, to do these, to apply this truth to your own journey and within you. And in so doing, it applies to them as well. But the trick here, here's the tricky part of this, is that, you know, these stories, they're some of them are like glaringly obvious, but the majority of them are hidden. They're hidden deep within your subconscious. They're hidden there. And they are accompanied by not just stories, but also limitations, limiting beliefs, behavioral patterns, triggers. There's so many things going on subconsciously with your fear-based energy, things that have been ingrained in you, things that have been ingrained in you since the beginning of your lifetime, from society, from your parents, from friends, you know, who knows, just things that you may have read. And so, remember, the fear is like a snowball. Just throughout your whole life, it's been collecting and big and picking up things as it goes and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so, you know, that's what we're here for. That's where we come in. We help you pick out, and we'll identify and help you see your stories and your triggers and your hidden beliefs and your subconscious patterning and all of that. That's what we do. That's what we're trained to do. That's what we know how to do. And so if you would like help doing this, because you got to get them all, you can't even have one left in there, not one, it will just keep, you know, keep at it. And then it'll start growing bigger and bigger again. You need to get them all. You need to really get them all. And so in order to get them all, you have to be able to identify them. You have to see them. And most of us can't see the forest for the trees when it comes to this. And most people need help, and that's perfectly fine. You don't have to feel, you know, embarrassed or ashamed or anything if you need help with this, because most people do. I did, and all of our students do, and they're all so much better for it, and as am I. So we are here for you. Definitely schedule a call with the link below this video. And there's also a bonus video there for you to watch as well. But schedule a call. We're here for you. We've opened up. We made many more spaces available, especially during this crisis, because we know, you know, a lot of been inundated with people. We know that, you know, it's been a very, you know, distressing time, lonely time, boring time. And you know, in all those instances, that's just like feeder for the fear. So we definitely want to speak with you. We can help you. Don't hesitate to call us. We will accept your call. We will take your call and we'll work with you until we'll help you on the call, get complete clarity and help lift the cloud for you. So click the link below this video to schedule it. And have a great weekend, everyone. Lots of love.